This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The speakers. The road to radio.
Radio and TV are great ways of getting your message across. But as the gang find out, it's taken a long time to get it right.
So, what are we doing on top of this hill, Woof?
I thought we'd try one of the oldest methods of getting a message across. Smoke signals.
Smoke signals? Really?
Worth a try. One puff for A, two puffs for B. You get the idea.
Sounds kind of, slow.
I'm going to send a coded message saying, check out Woof's track.
Using puffs of smoke?
Yeah, why not? For hundreds of years, people would use puffs of smoke to send coded messages. Later on, they used other ways of sending signals, like flags. That's called semaphore.
I suppose that's why we're on top of this hill, so people can see the signals wherever they are.
Which is great, unless it rains, or it's dark, or the person watching is asleep.
Uh-oh, that's put a damper on that idea. Even if anyone did know how to read your code, which they probably don't...
There's got to be a better way to get your message across.
All right. Let's check out another way that messages have been sent around. We'll need to go on a bit of an ocean adventure for this.
Nice submarine, Woof. So what's the plan?
Check out the cables down here on the ocean bed. That's the clue. Over 200 years ago, clever clog scientists figured out that they could send coded messages using electricity over cables. At first, they used them to send messages around the country. By 1860, they were sending messages between countries on submarine cables like these. They called it electrical telegraphy.
Wow! All just using a bit of wire and some electricity.
Pretty clever, huh? The first cables were very basic. They could only send a pulse, which would just about be detected at the other end. They used systems such as Morse code to spell out messages.
So it might be a way for me to send my amazing story to listeners in other countries even. But hang on, it's going to take me days to send it in code.
Yeah, and you might be able to send a message to tell people to listen to your track, but they can't hear the music. Sorry, Woof, but this is rubbish.
Hey, Morse code is very useful. Luckily, those clever clog scientists found another, even better way to carry messages. One of those clever clogs was called Hertz.
People were beginning to understand that there were energy waves all around us that we can't see. Hertz proved that they existed in an experiment. He sent electromagnetic waves through the air by creating sparks, which then created a spark on a ring that wasn't even touching it.
Neat party trick. Handy if you wanted to light a bonfire.
Before then, people didn't really understand that these waves even existed, far less that they could be created.
Electromagnetic waves are everywhere, from the sun's heat to colours in a rainbow and X-rays. They're all around us like ripples in a pond. Must have been really exciting to realise that they could be created.
Exactly, especially as it wasn't long before other engineers realised that if the waves were moving, then there could be a way to carry stuff with it.
Like a message in a bottle?
You mean stuff like music and speaking?
You got it. Roll forward to 1920 and Marconi was inventing a way of sending signals over those energy waves. And that led to the very first radio.
Finally, a way of getting sounds around.
Better than a bonfire.
Unless you want to toast marshmallows.
The speakers transmission with support from Arkiva. Find out more at funkidslive.com/speakers.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.